and setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
This is an example of what not to do.
Yeah. Maybe it's more of an example of, like, how to control your temper. Look, if you are near... Maybe you work near a baseball field. You know, that could have its advantages. Maybe even its ups and downs. You know, you can have easy access to a baseball game. You can see it. You can hear the fun sounds.
Yes.
But also, it can turn into a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting mad that a baseball hit your car, then drench the field with a fire hose, you're doing okay.
Oh. Oh, dang it.
So,
well, we didn't mean to do that.
Well, yeah, for years and years and years and years, the Silver Spring, Maryland collegiate baseball field has been next to the fire department.
Oh, so it's like college level.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're right next to each other. And for years, they've cohabitated. Well, they had to cancel a summer baseball game just recently after a firefighter got angry that a ball hit his car.
Dude.
And sprayed a fire hose all over the field, drenching the field.
Oh, wow.
Took about 10 minutes to get the hose off, and by then the field was basically already underwater.
Just seeing your dreams get crushed with all that water was kind of unreal.
Pretty disappointing. We're already not going to be able to play the full amount of games that we wanted to this summer. Last night stunk.
Yeah, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, now
it's
I don't know...
It's like ruining not just one game, but many?
Well, yeah, apparently they drenched it so much, and you know, fire hoses... They don't just have a trickle of water.
Yeah.
Right? They unleash a huge torrent of water. So, now I don't know if Pete, the member of the fire and rescue who apologized for this action, was the guilty party or if he was just a spokesperson,
like a
quite honestly.
Representative,
yeah,
saying,
exactly.
Hey, sorry, that's not what we do.
I just want to apologize not only to the teams that were involved, but to the league, the players, and more importantly, the fans that were here. The fact that the game had to be canceled, so we apologize for that.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, there was a bank that was right next to our baseball field. And, I mean, there'd be foul balls that would happen all the time. And it would hit, like, cars that were just going into bank. You know, and it was just like, and there would all probably be once every couple weeks, our coach would have to go over and talk to the people and be like, hey, you know, it's like, what are we supposed to do? There's a, you know, what are you going to get the serial number off our baseball bat? Like, like what are you going to do?
That is crazy. I mean, there are players on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't like after the game.
No, this is during.
Mad. Like this is during the game.
Yeah, so it's like a foul ball or something. It hits his car and he gets angry and just points the fire hose onto the field and runs all the baseball players off.
The firefighter was on duty. So there has to be some repercussions, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a setting the bar story. It's a hey, you know what? Take a deep breath.
Yeah. It's going to be fine.
You know, a window can be replaced. A dent can be pounded out if you need it to. You know,
sometimes that happens.
It wasn't a malicious foul ball.
Right.
Trust me.
On purpose.
The guy wanted to hit it in play and.
You have insurance, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So again.
Stuff like that happens.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting mad, a baseball hit your car, then drenching the field with a fire hose, you're doing okay.
Ooh.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX.